Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak and Shalom. We're now in Masachet Menachot Daf Hamud Aleph near the top of the Amud. Continuing with our discussion of the status of a Minchata Omer Shekematzah Shelo Lishma. In the previous podcast, we dealt with Rav's opinion, who maintained that a Minchata Omer Shekematzah Shelo Lishma is Pasul because it doesn't accomplish its purpose of being Mater Chadash, and the result of that is that an Asham Nazir and Asham Mitzorah would have the same result, and we ultimately refuted that by an explicit braita that says that an Asham Mitzorah brought Shelo Lishma is valid. Now we're going to see the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish in the same matter. Rabbi Shimon Lakish amar minchata omer shekmatzah shelo lishma kshera. It's valid. Ushiareha einen ne'achalin ad shtavi minchata omer acheret v'tatirana. However, the Kohanim cannot eat the shirayim until you bring another minchata omer, properly done, lishma, and that is matir the chadash. Here's the problem. The shirayim of the barley, of the omer, are themselves chadash. And they can't be eaten until something is matir them, which means he disagrees frontally with Rav and says that even though the Minchata Omer does not accomplish its purpose, it's still a valid korban. So now, that the difference between them, of course, would mean that you keep the Shirayim around, and then when you've brought a proper Omer, they can be eaten. So the question is, Mikra Vechikar, how can you even offer it up if it is not edible, because after all, the Pasuk in Yechezkel refers to bringing korbanot mimashkei Yisrael, literally from Jewish drink. What's the drasha? Very famous drasha. Min hamutar liYisrael. Nothing can be properly offered on the Mizbeach if it's not something that can be eaten by Jews. And since Jews are not allowed to eat chadash, therefore, how could this korban be valid? Amar of Adabar Ahava. So we have two approaches. The first one is Adabar Ahava, Kasav Rish Lakish, in Machus Ezman Lebo Bayom. The fact that something is not yet mutar, but will be mutar later today, makes it conceptually mutar already. Even though you can't eat it, it's not called Machus Ezman. Because on the same day, and by the way, this is an interesting concept, Machus Ezman here doesn't just mean that automatically it's going to become mutar later that day, rather, because somebody will do something or could do something later that day that will make it mutar. The argument behind Mechus Hazman Levo Bayom may be that the classic Mechus Hazman is Otovet Beno. When a mother has been shechted on one day, the child cannot be shechted on that same day. And since that is by definition of a different day, Mechus Hazman on the same day may not be called Mechus Hazman. Okay, Meiti from Adabar Brei Rabbi Yitzchak. He challenges this theory. Yesh bofot she'in menachot, yesh menachot she'in bofot, a classic braita that contrasts menachot to ofot. Yesh bofot, what rules do ofot have that don't exist with menachot? She'ofot ba'im nivat shnayim. Two people together can bring an oaf, which is not true about a mincha. It says nefesh kitakriv. Mechusrei kapara, zav zavav, yoledim and sorah, all bring ofot, they cannot bring menachot. And they are all things that are otherwise asur, because if you do malika on a bird, you can't eat it, but bakodesh, they're mutar. Masha'enken b'menachot. Menachot, the mechusar kapara don't bring them, they can be brought by two people, and most critically for our purposes, lohu tru michlalan, meaning there's nothing about menachot that would otherwise be asur that are mutar bakodesh. And the flip side of Yesh Menachot, Shem Menachot Teunot Kli, Utum Fod Hagasha, Menachot go in a Kli, remember, Ofot goes to the bird, the dam goes straight to the Mizbeach, Utum Fod lifting it up, Hagasha bring it close to the Mizbeach, V'yesh Tam Etzibur Kavi Yachid, there's a public Mincha, the Lachem HaPanim, Shtei Alechem, and the Minchata Omer, which does not exist for birds, there is no public offering of birds. Now, Mashenkim Ofot, that's the Breita. Our concern is Vim Ita, Menachot Nami Mishkach Aladu Tru Michal Yisroan Mekodesh. But if you're right with Adabar Ahava, then it's not true that there's no case of Utru Michalan Bakodesh, Michal Yisrael Bakodesh, because Mainihu Minchata Omer. According to you, Minchata Omer is also Utru Michalan Bakodesh. The answer is, it's not Asur. Since Mechus Hazman Levo Bayom is not Asur, it's not that something Asur became Mutar, it's just not Asur at all. Okay, Meitir Rav Sheshet, another attack on this approach. This is talking about a mitzorah. You're supposed to put the blood on the mitzorah's ear and thumb, etc., and then the shemen. Hikdim matan shemen matan dam. If you did the shemen first, what do you do? Yimalenu shemen v'yachzor v'yiten shemen acher achar matan dam. Just do another shemen afterward. Meaning, the whole the thing is not messed up. You did shemen, then dam. So now, after you do dam, do more shemen and you're good to go. Matan mohonot matan sheva. If you did the shemen on the parts of the body before you put the seven times in front of Hashem, sprinkled it in front of Hashem. Good, so you did the bohonot, then you did the sheva, so do more bohonot, and again, you're good to go. It doesn't invalidate it. However, if there's no mechuzer's man, meaning anything that happens within the course of a day, the sequence isn't important because the one that happened before could be considered having been done afterwards. Why does he have to redo it? He did everything right, and it was all within one day. It should be okay. He says, you're right, theoretically. However, in the case of Taharat HaMetzorah or Kaparat HaMetzorah, the word Tihiyah is there, which is a demand for exact loyalty to the sequence. It has to be exactly in that order. Now, oddly enough, Meitiv Rav Papa, Rav Papa comes up with the third challenge. Hikdim chatato la'ashamo, again with the Metzorah. The Asham has to be slaughtered first. If we do this chatat first, lo ye'achem amareis b'dama, we don't say, have a Kohen stir the blood, like we do on Yom Kippur, and then bring the Asham, slaughter the Asham, and then offer the Asham, offer the blood of the Asham up. Rather, that chatat that was brought early has to be spoiled and thrown away, and you have to bring another chatat. Okay, now, if mechuzer's man levo bayom is not mechuzer's man, so why do we care what order it's done? Am I coming with motiv of Papa? And why is our Papa bringing the challenge? Papa, he's the one who said that a chot mitzorah are unique, in which case everything has to be done exactly in an order. How can you challenge this notion that mechuzer's man levo bayom is not a consideration from something about a mitzorah where we say that the sequence is particular and is demanding? El or Papa Achikashile, this was his problem. Eman Emile Avodah, maybe the notion that mechuzer's man levo bayom is not a consideration is only about avodot. Shchita lav avodahi, the shchita itself is not an avodah. And there we shouldn't care what order it happens in. Let somebody stir the blood, slaughter the Asham, and then you can offer up the Asham and the Chatat in the proper order because of Zotia Torah Tamitzorah. Likur Asham and other Likur Chatat. So therefore, our Papa came to the conclusion that Mechuzer's Man Levo Bayom, it's not accurate. The Yesh Mechuzer's Man Levo Bayom, it still is a consideration. So we have to have another answer for why Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says Minchata Omer is not a problem of offering it, even though you can't eat the shiraim. Alamar Papa, I'm talking to Rosh Lakish, because Rosh Lakish says, what's matir chadash? Not the korban ha'omer, but the day of the 16th, the minute the sun rises, then it's mutar, based on the pasuk. V'lechem akalim v'chamer lo tochlu ad etzem hayom hazeh, the minute it becomes that day, it's mutar. Ad aviyachem et korban ha'loichem, he will learn it, not like others, let's say in the Torah Kohanim. It says, and that's the day of bringing the korban, not until you bring the korban. Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan both said, even when there was a Beit HaMikdash, and even when there was a korban ha'omer brought, the minute that it becomes the day of the 16th, it's mutar. Which means, by the way, Rish Lakish's statement in his own ruling, which is that the Kohanim cannot eat the rest of the Omer until the next Omer is brought, is a mitzvah ba'alma, it's maybe a durabanan, like Tosfa points out, but it's not the absolute letter of the law. Now, v'hadu Rish Lakish tov feirushit mar l'michal itmar. By the way, Rish Lakish's position here, that he hear mizrach matir, is not something he said explicitly, but we figured it out from the following, and it's pretty clear. Itnan. We have a Mishnah later in the 10th parak. You cannot bring any menachot from the new grain before the Omer is brought. And if you do, it's invalid. You cannot bring it before Shavuot, before the Shtei Alechem. V'mevi bika kasher. But if you bring it, it's still kasher. That's the Mishnah. V'yamar v'yitzchak amar shlakish lo shana l'baba asama chamisha asar. He says, when do we say that a mincha brought early before the Omer is invalid? That if it's brought on the 14th or the 15th or the 13th or before that of Nisan. Avot shisar asar, if it's brought on the 16th, imevi kasher, it's valid. So now, why is that? Alma kasabra here mizar mizrach matir. It must be that the minute becomes the day of the 16th, the chadash is mutar. Now here's the issue, parenthetically. The Omer is matir chadash bamidina, meaning for regular citizens to eat grains. The shtei alechem is matir chadash bamikdash. 7 weeks later, when we bring the shtei alechem, that's when you're allowed to use chadash for korbanot. But b'diavad, if you brought chadash after it's something that you can personally eat after the Omer, then it's mutar on the mizbeach. And therefore, he says, the minute it's the day of the 16th, it's mutar. So you see that that is his position. Okay. Now, a third position about minchat ha-omer. We had Rav, who said it's totally pasul because it doesn't do its function. Rish Lakish, who said it's kasher, but you cannot eat the shiraim until another one is brought. And Rav says, minchat ha-omer shekvatsa shelo lishma, kshera u'shiare nachalin, it's absolutely fine, there's no problem shelo lishma. And it serves its function fully, it's mater chadash. Machshava is only a problem if it's done by a person who should be doing avodah, with material fit for avodah, and we'll see what each of these is excluding, and in a place that's fit for avodah. Now, what does that mean? Mishra ui lavodah lafuki kohen balmum. The kohen balmum does a bad machshava, we don't count it, and therefore, if you can still retract the action and have it done by a proper kohen, that's valid. V'davar ui lavodah is lafuki minchata omer. D'lo chazya, because this is something that really shouldn't be eaten, it's chadash. V'chidushu, and there's a chidush, the Torah says, to bring it, and it's going to be valid. But really, it's not something that normally could be brought as a korban. According to Avodah Lafuki Nifkam Mizbeach, as we saw in Zvachim, if you do a korban at a time when part of the Mizbeach is down, a stone is off or whatever, then it's invalid, so therefore the Machshava also is invalid, and then after you fix the Mizbeach, you could go back and do the korban proper. Okay. Those are the three positions about Minchat HaOmer. We're going to come back to Minchat HaOmer in the next backdoor sugya. Tanur Banak Shu Omer Min HaBakar Lamata. It says Min HaBakar twice in the beginning of Vayikra. First, if you want to bring a korban min habema, min habakar min hatzon, and the next pasuk says, imola korbano min habakar. And every one of those min habakar, of the animals, of the flock, of the herd, is understood to be a miut, to exclude muktzev, nevad, etnan, etc., etc. So now, she'en tamud lomra lotzita treifa. Min habakar is there to tell you, you can't bring all bakar, you can't bring a treifa. And the challenge is, valo dinu. It's a kal v'chomer that you can't bring a treifa. Why? A balmum, which you and I could eat, but can't be brought on the Mizbeach. So treifa shasura lehedyot, a treifa which cannot be eaten by you or me. And odin shasura lehedyot certainly can't be brought on the Mizbeach. And this fits again with the whole Mashkei Yisrael issue. The answer is chelev adam yochichu. That's not true, because chelev adam can't be eaten by you and me if we go on the Mizbeach. Shasura lehedyot and tura gavoa. The malach chelev adam shken b'ayim l'chal heter, but they're coming from a proper animal. A treifa, the entire animal is asur, so it should not be mutar to bring to Hashem. The answer is malika tochiach. There you go. Shekula isur, asur ala hedyot, mutar legavoa. If I do malika on a bird, the entire bird is asur to me, and I can't eat it, and yet it goes legavoa, so maybe a treifa is the same thing. Mala malika shekin kudushata usarta. That's different. Malika, it's because of the sanctity of malika that it's asur, because it belongs to the mikdash. Mashain came with treifa, Shain Gushato Sarta. It's not true about a treifa. There's nothing sanctified about a treifa, the hefa. And then the Brayta concludes, Vime Shavta, but if you have an answer for it, we have Mina Bakar to say that Mina Treifa, which means somewhere in that Brayta, the Kal V'chomer got defeated, and we still came in the position of saying, I don't know whether you can make a treifa, and therefore I need the Pasuk to tell me I can. Now, the analysis. Ma'ime Shavta, what was the challenge? So Amarav says, Mishum de'ika lemem, minchata omer tochiach. Minchata omer will disprove your theory. Shasura lehedyot umuteret legavoa. You're not allowed to eat it. And it's entirely asur, it's chadash, and yet it goes to Hashem. Minchat Omer shekin mater chadash. Minchat Omer is a powerful thing. It's not just a korban, it's mater other thing. So the answer is bishvi'it. During Shemitah, when you're not planting anything, it's not mater chadash. Shvi'it shekin mater tzvichim, but it's mater wild things that grow bishvi'it. That you can't plant, but wild things that grow still are also till the liomer. Rabbi Kiva says you can't even eat wild growth, stuff that grew on its own. So Rabbi Kiva namely frok. You can even ask according to Rabbi Kiva. According to the mainstream position, which is that chadash is mutar all over the world, and everybody agrees, Shemitah does not apply all over the world. So the Omer that's brought on Shemitah is still Mater Chadash everywhere else. So that's why it's so powerful. So, even if you want to take that position, the Chadash is not Doraita B'chutz La'aretz, Shekein Ba La'atir Lav Shebetocha. Even on Shemitah, when you bring the Chadash, it does eliminate the Lav of eating Chadash, even if you're not supposed to be planting those grains, but you didn't violate Chadash, so it does have an effect. So why don't you say, good, so bring a treifa, and now the treifa won't be asur anymore, just like this chadash is not asur anymore, which of course is an absurd notion. Elapari Chachi says, this is the challenge from Minchat HaOmer. Minchat HaOmer, that's the mitzvah. The Torah said bring the Minchat HaOmer. The Torah never said bring a treifa. Okay, so Rish Lakish Amar, so Rish Lakish said, no, there was a different challenge that went on subtextually in the Braita, which is Heshavta. If somebody makes a ktoret on their own, Shasur Lehyot, you and I aren't allowed to do it. It's karet for that. Umutalegavoa. Fatem Gavrahu. Now we're not talking about substance, we're talking about an action. So if modified, Elopitu Maktoret, meaning the ktoret itself, Yochiach, Shasur Lehyot, Umutalegavoa. You're not allowed, a mixed ktoret is Asur to you and me, but Mutalegavoa. But that's the mitzvah. It's not that you're allowed to, you have to. Another challenge, meaning these are all suggestions what the challenge was subtextually in the Braita. Because you could challenge, say, Shabbat tochiach, you bring korbanot on Shabbat and violate Shabbat. You and I aren't allowed to do malacha Shabbat. But we do bring korbanot on Shabbat. But Shabbat is mutar, even outside of the mikdash, in the case of Mila. But that's also a mitzvah. That's not something you're allowed to do. That's something you're obligated to do. But Shabbat, again, the mitzvah is to bring a korban. It's not Torah says you can do it. You must do that malach. There's another variation. The fact is, big dekun are made out of shatnez. Right? But remember the halacha, which is tzitzit kilash. Tzitzit that are kilayim are mutar because I say dochalota say tzitzit zorachedyo too mitzvahi again that's not a heter that's a mitzvah you have to wear tzitzit and if that's if kilayim then it's mutar just like if a baby is born on Shabbat and the breed and he's healthy ella malik kilayim shvitzato b'chach again the same thing you're supposed to wear big day kahuna so all of those challenges they're all parallel and they all come up and fail because of the same thing the Torah doesn't allow you to do them the Torah says you have to do them. So Rav Sheshi Bar Yavidi Yamar, he says, we come from a whole different position, which is Mishum De'ika Lameymar, Lehadar Dina Vetetiv Mehatzad. We could go back and redo the Kal V'chomer with Bamehatzad, meaning the common fact, which is, Malu Malika Shekin Kudushata Osarta. After all, Malika, the reason that that is Asur Lehedyot is because of its Kedusha, not because of its faultiness or its deficiency. Chele V'dam Yochich. They come from a mutter animal. Malika tochiach chazar adin. What's the common feature? I'm not allowed to eat them. They go to gavoa. Maybe a treifa goes, and that's why I need the pasuk. But that doesn't work because the Torah says you have to offer the chelu adam. You have to do malika. The reason is because we say the original Kal V'chomer from Balmum is faulty. Why? Balmum has a specific chumra, which is that the offerers, the officiants, and the animals both have an issue of Balmum, which is not true of anything else. I'll prove to you that Trefer should be no good because Shalosa Bomakrivin Kukarvin. If a person is born C-section, that doesn't make him a bad Kohen, and yet an animal can't be brought if it's born that way. And it's mutadami, but can't be brought to the Mizbeach, Yotze Dofen. So certainly a Trefer can't. So Mali Yotze Dofen, Shekin Eno Kodosh Bechora. But Yotze Dofen never has a possibility to go on the Mizbeach because if it was the first animal, it wouldn't be a Bechora. If a Trefer was born that way, it is a Bechora. Balmum Yochiach. Back and forth. So what's the tzara shemen? Shemutarin that yodim asurim legavoa. I can eat a balmum. I can eat a yotzei dofen, and yet I can't bring either on the mizbeach. A kol shekein treifa shasur lehed yotzei asur legavoa. A treifa which I can't eat certainly can't go on the mizbeach. Shemen shemen shekein lohutru michalan. They don't have any sort of heter. A treifa shutra michala. After all, a treifa. Hutra michlala, which means because it in because that's what I do in Malika, and so there is a place where something like a treifa is muta legavoa, and that's exactly what we're gonna have to get to in a minute, because the statement hutra michlala is a little bit strange. Treifa hutra michlala mahi. What are we talking about? Ilim Malika do Olata of Gavoa, the fact that Malika an Olata of Balmum Nami Bofodi Shtori. Balmum is not a problem with an oaf. There's no din of Zachar or of Tam, but Ofot doesn't have to be free of Mumim. Al Malika the Chatata of the Kohanim, the fact that Kohanim can eat a Chatata of, there's essentially a Trefa. So Kohanim is Shokhan Gavoa Kazachu, they're not Hedyot, they're eating from Hashem. This is the challenge. The one about Hutra Michala about a Trefa doesn't work. Here's the challenge. A Yotze Dofen and a Trefa is something that a Balmum is something that we see. A Trefa can in Mum Monikar. A Trefa, you might not even be able to see that it's a Trefa. So therefore, maybe we can go on the Mizbeach. Shemachi Starech Kra, that's why we need the Pasuk. That was the challenge. That you cannot prove to me via Kalvachoma that a Trefa can't go on the Mizbeach because your proof is from Balmum and Yotze Dofen, both of which are obvious problems. A treifa may be unseen. Now, treifa mehachanafka, this is just cleaning up the sugya, is it really true that we eliminate treifa from the mizbeach from min habakar? Mehatam nafka mishmashki yisrael, namutil yisrael, that we saw earlier in the sugya, it has to be something you can eat. And also, mikol hashei avor tachar hashevet nafka, prat l'treifa shein overet. And when it comes to maser behema, which is huksha l'kol ha-korbanot, we say it has to be something that passes under the staff when you're counting them. Treifa can't because it can't walk. The answer is trichi. The mashki Yisrael, if mashki Yisrael, which is fundamentally there to teach me that oral and kila akarim are asur. So therefore, mashki Yisrael tells me only something that was like born a treifa. Do me the oral kila akarim. Aval haitel ashata kosher ematid kasher. But if it was ever mutar, maybe it can go on the mizbeach. Maybe if it became a treifa later in life. Rachmana kol hashayavor. That's why I have the second pasuk. V'katav rachmana kol hashayavor. V'amen on the mute hechad and nitrofal of asofik disha. I might think it's only no good if it became a treifa before you were makdish it, just like it can't pass under the rod. Do me the maaser. Well, hikdish it myself nitrofa, but if you were makdish it and then it became a treifa, to be in an akdash shahavichazia, ematit kasher. It was mutter lemizbeach when I was makdish it. Maybe in fact it became a treifa. It's not a problem, and therefore it'll be okay. Because rachmana mina bakar, that's why the Torah said mina bakar, velo mina treifa, srichi. And that brings us to the conclusion of our first Mishnah and its analysis. Pick up in the next podcast with the second Mishnah. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful